What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and you can get a little bit of a benefit at AwesomeMode.com. If you are a new BetMGM user, all you have to do is deposit $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. You will get 3 free months of AwesomeMode Plus Platinum. That covers everything we have in daily fantasy, season-long, sports betting, plus new customers get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because we are back for Week 7 Survivor.
We are back for Week 7 Survivor, and we brought with us monster spreads. Not just one team, there are gigantic spreads across the board. So Josh, I'm going to pass it right back to you. When you see 2, 3, even 4 spreads north of 10 points, some upwards of 2 touchdowns, what do you do? Simple as that.
It's generally pretty easy. You take the team that you haven't taken yet, which is obviously step number one in Survivor, but 2, you just take the team that people aren't going to. Arizona, monster favorite against Houston. The Rams, monster favorite against the Lions. Tampa Bay, monster favorite against the Bears. The Packers, monster favorites against the football team. All of these teams are playing at home as well. You could even get into like New England against the Jets or Baltimore against Cincinnati if you want to. You can make your way anywhere. I'm probably avoiding Tampa as much as I can because they have so much future value, but I think this is a week where you can't really go wrong.
Hard to go wrong. Certainly a product of who you've used. I feel like the Rams have come up a lot on this show. Not going to be super popular because most people already have them. To me, the Cardinals will be the most popular. I think they've been undervalued all year. A lot of people didn't go to them. Yeah. I bet most people have them left. And against Houston, of course, that's the obvious one. I don't know exactly how big of a drop-off. Let me ask you this, because I think the Cardinals, the Rams, and the Bucks are ridiculously safe. If you couldn't use them, the Patriots to me and the Packers are kind of in that next tier. I mean, are you comfortable going to one of those teams?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I like the Packers a little bit more than I like New England, just because I don't trust New England. And I think the Packers are just actually good. Packers have Detroit in week 18. I mean, kudos to you if you're still there in week 18. You should be planning for it, but they've got Arizona the next week. They've got Kansas City the week after that. Seattle week 10. I don't remember when Russ is supposed to be back, but if he's back there, like, they don't have a good stretch up until their bye. I think it's a really good time to use the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, if you didn't use them against the Lions, that was week 2, you may have not gotten to them as well. So you've got ample options. I know we always talk about, and it's absolutely true, using our Survivor grid, planning ahead. You need to do those things. But on a week like this, it's not one monster favorite and you're looking to pivot. There's 4 or 5 monster favorites. So I think you have to still choose from that group of teams and try to leverage within it.
I'll say this, by the way. Cardinals, Rams, Bucks, Packers, Pats, Baltimore. They are the 6 biggest favorites on the slate. If you just take their aggregate win odds, it's 5-1. The expectation should be that one of these top 6 teams are going to get dumped on their head. This is a good week to try to dodge that, but it's the perfect opportunity to just not be with the field. There's no reason other than the fact that you would have used all 5 of those other teams. There's no reason to use the most popular team this week, which I think will ultimately be Arizona.
Agree. And I'll just say this, though. You know, again, last week we had a team like the Colts and the Rams. They were so far ahead of everyone else. You're really choosing between 2 teams. Here, ownership is going to be dispersed amongst 4 or 5 really high-quality targets. Yeah. So I don't worry about as much how popular some of these teams are going to be, because I think each one will garner some interest, particularly Arizona at the top, getting the most of it. So again, with buys coming up, you really have to start planning. It's going to get much, much harder quickly. But this is a week, you know, you got to find what's best for you, but choose one of these teams. I think it would be a big mistake to roll the dice and forego all 5 or 6 of them and go somewhere else.
I'm looking at the pick distribution on Yahoo right now. Arizona, 44% of the picks that have been submitted so far. New England 2nd at 17. Green Bay 3rd at 16. Then you get to the Rams. Then you get to Tampa.
And I think that's a product of just people not having the Rams or Tampa available. If you do, it's probably a great time to use them in the sense that you're going to be leveraging with them since everyone else already used them. But as Josh already said, so much future value on these teams. So to me, just going to quickly run through it. Cardinals, the most obvious and the safest. If I didn't have them, I would go to Green Bay. If I didn't have them, I would go to the Patriots. I still think they're not going to go 0-5 at home. I probably would have said they wouldn't go 0-4 at home. But regardless, I do think against the Jets, they will find a way to win. Probably the riskiest of the bunch, but at some point, you have to take some of these slight risks.
There we go, everybody. That is the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.